Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Hey, it's Thursday on the show, and you know what that means. Got a lot to talk about. Revolution yesterday was the go-home show. I'm sorry, Dynamite yesterday was the go-home show for Revolution. And we have a number of matches announced for the show. I presume more will be added for the pre-show, etc., on the Collision and Rampage shows. But we're going to go over the full lineup, some thoughts on all the matches, some changes, which were very weird, as we'll get to later on, and plenty more. We've also got a lot of news. Billy Jack Haynes officially charged second-degree murder of his wife. Elijo del Vikingo. Knee surgery. Going to be out a long time. Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns scheduled for a number of SmackDown shows, which means this show is going to do gigantic numbers over the next several weeks. We have a former WWE writer. Allegations against Vince McMahon this time is that he was fired for changing a script against Vince's wishes, which we will talk about here today. And, of course, we have also got updates on Julia, WWE sponsors, Gunther. He is returning to his hometown for a WWE show coming up. And NXT TV numbers, which were not good, and it deserved it, and plenty more. If you want, text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online. At gmail.com, F4W Online on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history.
And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Trying to stir up trouble here with his Oli thing?
No.
You're an idiot.
Why would you say that? How dare you?
I saw you on the chat here say, why don't you ask Brian about Oli? Listen, I'll take y'all behind the scenes.
Questions.
I'll take y'all behind the scenes. You guys like the Dave show? You guys like the Granny show?
Yeah.
Okay. Both of them. Nothing like real life. The stuff you don't hear with Granny before we go on the air is better than what's on the air half the time. And the Dave show is always an adventure. So, before we record with Dave, I say, what do you want to talk about? My exact words are always, what do we got today? I'm very patterned with this whole thing. And so Dave starts running down a list of things he wants to talk about. And, you know, he mentions Mike Jones, Oli, and then he goes on to the next thing, Dynamite. And I'm like, okay, I write them all down. So we start the show, and we talk about Virgil. And then I said, or we might have actually done the Oli thing first, but I think it was Virgil. And then I said, well, what else do we got on Oli today? And he goes, I don't know. You have any questions? I was like, what? Why did you hit me with that? You told me that a topic was Oli, and then I bring it up, and then you throw it at me? And then he goes, well, I thought you said you were going to have some questions.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, not me. I said, if you have questions for the mailbag, if you have questions about Oli, send them to the mailbag, and we'll do them on Wednesday. Well, nobody sent in any questions. So I get put on the back burner. It's like, bro, you guys want me to talk about Oli on a show with Dave?
Well,
like,
you could have asked me for questions to give Dave. I mean, you know.
Well, you didn't give me any. You could have sent it to the mailbag too, brother.
You didn't
mailbag
ask.
At WrestlingObserver.com.
I try to look at our relationship as one of coworkers, as one as, you know, as working together here, not just me sending you questions in some random mailbag. I'm trying to work with you to make the show with Dave better, and I could have done that.
You want
so,
the timestamp
you know.
For it here, buddy? It's right at the beginning of the show. It's not hard to find. The first thing he does, throw me right under that bus.
Oh, man.
And then, of course, he had to do the classic, hey, have you watched such and such? Which was like some, I don't even know what it was. I was like, no, I have not watched that yet.
The DDT match, was it?
No, I don't think so.
Have you watched
but then,
that one yet?
You know, some other idiot on the board. One of those guys that now he's so mad he's going to quit. I've heard that before. But he's like, you know, Brian never watches anything. I'm like, I watch all sorts of stuff. Well, you know, every time Dave asks. Well, yeah. So If Dave asks if I watch something and I say no, that means I haven't watched it yet. It doesn't mean I'm never going to watch it. I'll tell you a good example. You know when I finally watched that Michael Oku match, Will Ospreay?
Yeah.
I don't know, like 3-4 days ago, long after it aired. But I watched it. I finally watched it because I got a lot of stuff I got to do. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. I'm a busy, busy man.
So you're saying that you don't have time to watch All Japan when you're asked
Let me tell you something. That gall darn match was so awesome. Was the best match of the year. I'll fight y'all.
Oh.
I love that Bryan Danielson, Zack Sabre Jr. match. And I'm sure there are others that people have brought up as well. I haven't seen the Alexander match on TNA.
But that was good.
Let me tell you something, brother. This match with Michael Oku and Will Ospreay, I have a full review on Tuesday's Brian and Vinny show. I could have gone on for hours. Oh, my God, this match was so great. And, like, everything about it, the athleticism, the storytelling, the payoffs of big spots at the end. My only review, I will just say this and I will move on because we got a lot to talk about, is it was one of those matches that I watched about 2 weeks after it took place, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks or whatever. I knew the finish. Like, not only did I know who won, but I knew the actual finish, okay? But this match was so good that I thought I'd slipped into another timeline. I'm like, there was a spot at the end where I'm like, that's it. It's done. It's like, I don't know who lied to me or why, but Michael Oku is not winning this match with that half crab falling back into the deal. But he did. That's when you know you watched a good match. When they fooled you and you even knew what the finish was because it had taken place weeks prior. It was so great. So go watch it, everybody. Yes?
Was it better than Maxine and Valhalla?
I don't want to get onto that here today. And that's another one, David. You know, we're limited on time. This is another good one. So every time we don't review NXT, we have a buddy who, you know, he's like, oh, I see you can't talk about NXT. I go out of my way to try to make sure we got time. And we almost had time yesterday, but then Dave does the old, I don't want to talk about this, but I guess I will. And right then it's like, wait, you don't want to talk about it. Don't. But he talked about it.
He was grinding his
gears. And then we had no time.
He had to get it out. It was cathartic. I can understand.
Yes. Hey, listen. If I had a dollar for every time that someone told me I sucked, I would be like that guy that bought all that land in Hawaii. I would own Oahu, and that's it. That's it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about here today.
Yes, we do.
Well, actually, we'll start with the bad news. Billy Jack Haynes, transported to jail, being officially charged with the murder of his wife. Now, I don't want to talk too much about this, okay, because, you know, this all has not really come out publicly. But, I mean, we talked about it on the Observer Radio show. If you want to hear it, you can listen to that. But the gist of it is, you know, the word in wrestling circles was that he allegedly told the police why he killed his wife, okay? We probably shouldn't have talked about it yesterday, but Dave's actually written about it, and he talked about it yesterday. But here's the thing. If you know, and if you don't listen to the show last night, I don't like doing this stuff, but whatever. What he said, okay, what he claimed, allegedly, was the reason that he killed his wife. To me, that doesn't sound like second-degree murder, which would be murder without premeditation, okay? If the reason that he killed her is the reason that he allegedly claimed, that seems like something that would have been premeditated. So I don't know what's going on, but he has been charged with second-degree murder, which means that he killed her, but he did not plan it in advance. And that's also different from manslaughter, which would have been accidental. You know, they're claiming that he did it on purpose, but it was not premeditated. And he is in custody. And presumably we're going to know more, you know, as time goes on here. But, man, this is Terrible story.
Ugly, ugly, ugly story. And who knows what his psychological condition is, too, because I'm sure that's going to be called into this as well, too. I agree with you. It certainly sounds like it's that way. If he, in his mind, that it was a mercy killing, that he thought about this and planned, I don't know. I just know it is an awful situation. And, you know, and I hate to ask you this because I'm sure the answer is no, but that woman was related, I thought, to a independent wrestler.
I'll tell you exactly because I know all of it.
Because has anyone heard Billy, from him?
Billy, he's dead.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Billy Jack Haynes, I forget the guy's name, but he was friends with this independent wrestler for years and years. I can actually probably find his name right now, but he knew him for, I'm talking decades, okay? Because if you remember the short-lived Portland Wrestling reboot that whenever you see the clips of me and Miss Rent to Own, and, you know, that was Portland Wrestling on the WB. And this Todd Beecraft was his buddy's name, and he was a wrestler. And he actually wrestled in a tag title match on the very last episode of the Portland Wrestling reboot on the WB. I may have even met him for all I know, because I was there. But anyway, this Todd Beecraft, he'd known him since he was like 9. And his mother, it was Billy Jack Haynes' wife. So she was like 15 years older than Billy. And Todd Beecraft just died last year. So I can go more into this after the break, but that's generally how they're connected. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So yes, long story short, Billy Jack Haynes married the mother of his best friend, I believe after his best friend passed away. And I think that Billy was 70, she was 85, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
So that was the story. Mm. All right, Elijo del Vikingo, knee surgery today. He is dealing with a torn meniscus and a ruptured ligament, and he is going to be out of action a long time. So that sucks.
Yeah. Well,
and
he's missed a lot of action, and I know what would he be without doing what he does, and you know it was kind of a freakish thing where he got hurt at Arena Lopez Mateos a couple of weeks ago. You know, that could have happened in any match, but I see a guy that young with knees like this, with hips like this. I mean, it's just, I hope he can last, and I hope when he comes back, he can kind of temper his game a little bit, change it up enough just to elongate his career some more. But, I mean, this is a rough run of injuries for him at a time where, you know, this should have been part of this time where in the last year or so we've been seeing more and more of a Kingo, and he's doing more in the States, and it just, unfortunately, because of injuries and other things, it hasn't happened.
And then we've got a lot of, you know, this is actually a very important story right here, even though it doesn't sound like it. Cody has been announced for the March 1st, March 8th, and March 15th editions of SmackDown. The Rock is also going to be on those same three shows. So, very, very likely, they're going to be involved in angles together on all three shows. But I bring this up, the important part, which is not really part of the story, is that on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, it notes, it is not known if Rhodes will be appearing on television at all three events. He often wrestles dark matches after SmackDown episodes. You know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means when SmackDown is coming to your town, whether he's going to appear in an angle or not, or do anything on television, he is advertised as being there to sell tickets. This is the exact thing I've been asking AEW to do. Like, you've got a show coming up. Advertise some big names. It doesn't matter if you have a storyline for them. It doesn't matter if you know what you're going to be doing that day. What matters is you advertise your big stars as being there. And if there isn't a spot for them in your storytelling, fine. Work a match, work a dark match off air. Okay? People want to see the big stars in wrestling matches. And it's a broken record, but, you know, what did we have? Like, we had six things announced for Dynamite, and three of them, they announced the day before the show. You got to sell tickets, dude. You got to get people into the building, and you got to give them the big stars that they want to see. That's it. Well, it's not it, but that's
right.
A big thing.
Well, it helps. It's a tried and true thing when it comes to these television tapings, and it does not always work. It's not always a guarantee you're going to get people in the building, but it is something that every promotion that had TV tapings in an arena did, whether it be WWF, whether it be Jim Crockett Promotions, whoever. After all of these non-competitive squash matches, which is not the case nowadays, now sometimes, you know, you got too much action going on, but still, after all of that TV, if your big name's Dusty or the Rock and Roll Express or whoever weren't going to be on, they had a match together. Or even if they were on TV, you had a match that was a big match that made people want to come to the show and see that match. And I don't know if AEW's got that right now. But frankly, you throw everything at the wall that you can, and you put as many big stars, and you announce as many stars as you possibly can to be there, even if they don't have a role. I mean, not to just use the name Britt Baker. We, you know, pull that one a lot here. But, like, if you're going to Ohio or Pennsylvania, where use Britt to come out and be there, do an autograph signing, do a lot more of that sort of stuff. It cannot hurt you right now, and it cannot cost you as much extra money as you spend in other places. I mean, no offense to Saraya's brother, Zach, whatever his name is. He was just signed by AEW. Zach Knight? Why? And I hate to say...
As a favor to his sister.
But, and that's the thing. It's like... But again, it's another name. It's just another body on the roster. So I don't know. To me, with the amount of money he gets spent doing other things, with so many of these other things that are pulled from the past, you know, really drilling home this thing about selling these house shows and selling these TV tapings and making sure that they're big events and rallying the troops as much as you can... Again, I don't know what the answer is, but they got to do a better job of it. And your answer is one of the simplest things they can do is just add as many add a big match at the end. Add Darby against in a six-man or something with Sting on the outside, or just whatever you do, make it as glossy as you can to try to drive people in.
All righty. Oh, this person here, Brian, you mentioned sometimes talent doesn't even know if they're on these shows. Do you know when they find out they're booked?
That's
like,
crazy.
Is it the Tuesday before Dynamite? Bro, hey, listen.
Yes, sir.
Dude, I don't want to compare this to, like, WWE back in the day, but it is very, very much like that. And a lot of people are very frustrated because they don't find out the Tuesday before. Like some people do. I mean, some people will know what they're doing because, like, there are a couple of matches usually advertised in advance. But most people are showing up the day of the show, and they find out whether they're doing anything or not. And there's very little communication. People are very... I've been hearing about this for months. People are very frustrated. Like, they show up. Here's what you're going to do. Lots of people will complain. And it gets changed, which is also a big problem I hear about all the time. People don't want to do something, and Tony doesn't make them do it. And so, you know, there's a lot of this. And, you know, people aren't going to come forward and talk about it publicly. They will someday. This is one of those things where people will say I'm wrong now. And then, you know, someday people are going to talk, and you'll realize that I'm actually not wrong.
Unless
I hear about
this
every single day. And, you know... Trying to put together these shows is just a whirlwind of will this person do this? They don't want to. What can we do? Will you do it? Blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of frustration. And, you know, there's also injuries that he deals with. And no, there are not shows put together a week in advance or 2 weeks in advance. The days of long-term booking, they're gone. He has an idea. You know, I'm sure he had a card for the pay-per-view. But as far as, like, week to week, how they get there, every week is like, what are we going to do this week? You know, he wants to do things, but people don't want to go along with it. People are hurt, whatever.
Somebody give me a historical example where that's worked.
Well, I mean.
With the exception of maybe somebody's going to argue ECW, you know, throw it all at the wall, and then in post-production we'll scrape it off and we'll see what we get. But, like. I mean, if you think about it, I don't know, Brian, you were a wrestler as talent. Wouldn't you want to know what direction you're going?
Of course.
You know what I mean? And these don't seem like they're... Again, this is a problem where that matchmaker booker thing. And again, I don't want to pour all out because it's not like he's the only one there with ideas or the only one. But he's the last call. And it's a very frustrating thing to hear this and to see this type of stuff play out on TV where it feels like that's the case. And then to find out that it is the case, that things are that messy. I mean, again, it's one of those things where it comes to AEW that it is it's the best of WCW sometimes, and it's the worst of WCW sometimes. And people saying no, and then that being okay, and then, well, we'll just have this. Trying to move pieces like this, especially on a show day, is just seems to be insane to me. It just doesn't seem like it's a good way to go about things.
Yeti Pod Pie says, is that the reason they never announce matches or talent weeks ahead? Yes, but like I said, it doesn't matter if you know what's going to happen the day of the show 4 weeks out. Book talent for that show, and if they end up in a segment on the show, then they work that segment. If you book a show and they're not scheduled for the actual television show, who cares? They work a dark match. That's it. That's how WWE does it. And they sell tickets, okay? They sell tickets because people buy tickets to see Cody, okay? They're not buying tickets to see specifically any match that Cody's in, but the company advertises Cody will be on SmackDown the next 3 weeks, okay? Well, I got 3 weeks. The show's 3 weeks from now. I want to see Cody. I buy a ticket, all right? Well, will he be on the show? Like, in an, I don't know, but you know what? I'm going to see him, and I'm going to see him wrestle. That's it. This is not difficult, okay? And another thing, I just want to throw this out there. If you think that I'm the only guy complaining about this, trust me, I'm not, okay? I'm not. There are a lot of people in the company who are very smart who have suggested the same thing. Let's advertise some dark matches. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Especially when it comes to their case where they don't have a name that can move a needle like Cody can. So they do have to rely on, you know, a group of people and probably a match. Just with a match that people are going to want to see. Something that would be interesting. Something that you could tape later on to show on TV. Or a Superstars on the Superstation if we're pulling from the past again. Or something like that down the line. I mean, you could also utilize that for content for later. There's just a better way to do things, and it's frustrating. I mean, look, the meat match got called off. Why would Wardlow, why should that guy have been in that position after that promo anyway? They just do a lot of things that are just very confusing to me.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll talk about Dynamite here in a moment, but former WWE writer alleged he was fired in 2016 for changing a script against Vince's wishes. He worked with WWE twice, actually, 2001 to 2005, and then later returned in 2015 as a member of the creative team. So he wanted to make it very clear in his statement that he enjoyed working with WWE, he enjoyed working with all of his coworkers, but he had an issue with, you'll never guess, Vince McMahon. He said that they were doing a segment, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Raw 2016, and he said it was a segment involving Pac, Titus O'Neil, R-Truth, and Mark Henry. They were giving a script, they were given a script, and he looked at it, and he said it called for Neville to speak up and tell everyone else that he has got a dream! And the dream is to win the Royal Rumble. He said Neville came up to him afterwards and said, I cannot say this. Trying to compare a wrestler wants to one day win the Royal Rumble to one of the most iconic speeches in American history about civil rights and how important that was. To try and play on that was dumb. It was poor writing. Didn't make Neville look like a face. Said that'd be something a heel might say. But he also said Truth, Henry and O'Neill also uncomfortable with it. Not only was Neville uncomfortable, but they were as well, and they said, yes, this is effing terrible. So he decided, well, I'm going to try and do a rewrite here. And they changed the script to R-Truth, delivering the I Have a Dream line in a, how was it described here? Light and fun manner. So Dave Kapoor was Leonardi's boss at the time, approved the scene, but told him to tell Vince about the changes. So he went to explain to Vince and says, quote, I'll never forget this. He's staring at the screen. He takes off his headphones and he turns to me and says, so you didn't give me what I wanted. I explained to him again what we did, the circumstances, the limitations, took full responsibility, and he just chewed me the F out, pardon my French. And the following day at the SmackDown taping, he was given this script, told that Titus needed to deliver it word for word. Took them 2 hours to shoot it. And he says, when you have a talent, say, I'm not saying this, I'm not comfortable. You have three black wrestlers on a racially insensitive thing. They're like, this is terrible, we can't put this out. You have no time to go back and get rewrites or approvals. You've got to make calls on the fly. And so they tried to change it, and Vince fired him. And he said the first time he was with the company, he was tasked with creating a video package for the Muhammad Hassan Undertaker feud leading to Great American Bash. You remember that disaster? He asked to work on a different project as he felt the angle was insensitive, especially considering the London bombing in July of that year. They demoted me, he said. They didn't demote me financially, but they pretty much took away all my responsibilities at the time. But he was given his responsibilities back after UPN insisted that Muhammad Hassan character no longer be shown on their network.
Hey, so, yeah. Pal, you got lucky these guys said something. We'll let it pass this time. Unbelievable. Actually, very believable. What am I talking about?
I was going
to
say, what's unbelievable about that?
Not a thing about any of it. Not a thing about it. And he could be lying about all of it. But I believe it. At this point in the game, with what I know about professional wrestling, with what I know about that company, with what I know about him after all these years, yeah, absolutely all of this fits. All of it. And there was that woman, I just want to say this, there was that woman, the former writer, that sued and then ultimately dropped the suit. And there was a little bit of debate because she had talked about racially insensitive things and not having people of color and women in that room. And, you know, there was a little battle of, you know, this is like jokes, you know, this is art. You throw things at the wall, things get thrown around in there. They don't, you know, sometimes things land, they don't, you know, sometimes things get taken out of context or people take things the wrong way. Like, here's a case where there's no ambiguity at all with it. Like, these people feel uncomfortable here on Martin Luther King Day, which is always been a thing that I've always laughed at with Vince, that one of his heroes is Martin Luther King. Like, he is the ultimate old man who, you know, their knowledge of civil rights in this country died when Martin Luther King did. And that's all they know is the I Have a Dream speech and its surface level nonsense and what a hero he was. Yet on that same show, you're going to have a white guy from Newcastle, England, say, you know, big up the people that are there and override them and say that I have a dream, even though they're all uncomfortable with it, including the white guy from England who knows this isn't a good idea, and yet you go ahead and do it anyway. It's a very frustrating, very pro wrestling thing. And as time moves on, again, there is a lot from the past that I wish kind of was still the same about wrestling, but in the ways that it is evolving, thank God that it is, because there is a lot still from the past that needs to be flushed out of this thing.
All right, I want to mention very quickly the NXT show, 570,000 viewers and a 0.16, and there was no real competition, and the show was down a lot, and I think some of you are well aware that I may be the biggest NXT fan. But, you know, Dave last night was, I don't know why, it was just down and blah. Well, the reason why is
because it's sucking wind.
It sucks lately.
Yeah, it does. And it's been like that.
And listen, I'm saying that as a big fan. I want it to be better. I mean, we literally have, and you know, as a plug, by the way.
Yes.
I've been putting my TV reviews up for subscribers. Started with Raw, and then I did NXT. And for like 2 days, I heard no feedback. I'm like, God, I worked my ass off on these. Like, and then today on the board, like a bunch of people came out of the woodwork to say they're really enjoying them. So
did they like the new font?
You should read the NXT review, because there are three of the worst storylines in all of professional wrestling on the same show. Okay? Three. Not one. Not like you used to watch and go, okay, that's the worst storyline in all of wrestling, but, you know, I enjoy the rest of the show or whatever. We have three of the worst storylines in all of wrestling today on the same television show. So anyway, if you want my full NXT review talking about those, it's up. But that's to me the problem. Like, I don't love the show as much as I used to. It's there's not as much good wrestling. You know, the storylines are three storylines that are atrocious. And, yeah. Fix it.
I'd have to go back and see where it was. It feels like it's been about a year now where they kind of hit the wall, and not everything is terrible, obviously, because we've had Trick, we've had Ilya, we've had a lot of good things there, but it has felt like they have been atrophying now for quite some time, and I think we're finally seeing it in the viewership here. And I know a couple months ago when they signed the deal, you're like, ah, who cares? You know, it doesn't, you know, they signed the new deal. It's about what they do on CW, and that is absolutely true, but it is amazing to watch these numbers fall in the way that they have, where now, you know, there hasn't been a number this bad since July 4th of last year. And then you look back before that, and it's been a long time since they were at 500,000, and things have been trending down now for quite some time. So I don't know what they can do to kind of turn some things around. We'll see what they do coming out of WrestleMania and how they kind of recharge things after they're done with Trick and Mello, and they're going to do what they're going to do with Bron Breakker and Mello up on the main roster and all of that stuff. But, you know, it hasn't been good right now. What I worry about, though, is something that I asked you about a couple weeks ago, which is going to CW, could you see a lot more of these goofy, bad storylines? Could we see a lot more Lyra and Tatum?
I doubt it has to do with the network, but
I don't know, though. But
we've got three on one show, and they're on USA, brother.
They're just bad. But here's my thing. Is it going to be better to see more acting? That's my thing, is I don't know if it's going to be that much better on CW. In a way, it could be worse if they want to double and triple down on these skits and these backstage things and a lot of that stuff, where that becomes a little bit more of the show than the wrestling is, if it's not already.
All right, here's the notes from the Dynamite show last night. So, yes, Hangman, as we've noted countless times, he did a worked injury last week because he had a family situation that potentially was taking him off the pay-per-view. And he ended up getting it resolved a couple of days ago, and he will be working the pay-per-view. And so he came out, he faked an ankle injury, but then he jumped Swerve, hit him with a crutch, beat him down, and vowed that he would never let him win the title. So the three-way is still on for Sunday. And we have a very, it's just weird because, like, Joe's a heel, but people love him. Swerve is a heel, but people love him. And Hangman has turned heel, but people love him. So
they love the entrance, at least.
That's where we are right now. Now, they were chanting for Hangman when he was on his crutches. He had told babyface promo and then beat him down. We had FTR and Eddie Kingston versus Danielson, Claudio, and Moxley. And Bryan Danielson made Eddie Kingston pass out in the triangle. I saw people on the board last night were furious because now they think Danielson's losing Sunday. Which, to be fair, when I watched this, I thought the same thing. I love Eddie Kingston, but Bryan Danielson needs to win a title. And he needs to be a champion, and he needs to beat people, and then he needs to put somebody over. Because all he wants to do is put people over, but it means less when you never actually win anything. Like, win something, and then make a star by having them beat you. That's what I believe.
Respect, Eddie Kingston didn't need to be put over by Bryan Danielson in this situation. I mean, I'm sure for Eddie that it's going to be a nice thing, but the reality of the situation is, listen to Eddie come out. Eddie's over. Eddie didn't need to be bequeathed by Bryan Danielson. It's already been done.
We had the announcement that Meat Madness will not take place. Now, the only people that they announced for Meat Madness last week were Wardlow and Hobbs and who was the third guy?
Oh.
I forget. But anyway, the point is they had announced three of them last week, okay? Then they announced on this show, well, too many injuries. We're canceling it for now. We're going to do a scramble. And all three guys are in that match. So apparently there were Lance Archer. So yes. Apparently there were people they hadn't announced that were going to be in the match who can't be in the match. And so they're not doing the match.
Good, good. Don't do the stupid match. Wardlow came out. You got a new chance with him. I know not everyone loved that promo, but that was as good of a turning of the page as you could get. Make this guy a killer. So what do? You put him in a match with a bunch of other dudes so people can chant meat. It's just, to me, there's a, you're doing the wrong thing with this dude. I'm sorry. You just are.
We had Nick Wayne losing to Orange Cassidy. Good match. These guys could have a much better match, but it was good. Hopefully they'll get another chance to do it again at some point. We had Chris Jericho and Atlantis Jr., which really wasn't much. Atlantis Jr., I mean, he was here working American style, and if you're expecting, like, Vikingo or Hechicero or, you know, any of those guys, Mascara Dorada, you didn't get that here. He was all right, and I did like that Jericho puts him in the Walls of Jericho. He almost gets to the ropes, but Jericho pulls him back to the middle, and his father threw in the towel for his son. I shed a tear.
I love it.
I did really like the finish a lot.
Hey, and I like it. If nothing else, he's 53-year-old Chris Jericho. He couldn't do what Corazon de Leon did before, but at least he had the vest and the tights as well, too. You know, I miss Los Nuevos Gringos Locos. We'll never be able to get that back again, but I wish there was a way.
And then at the end of the show, Sting came down from the rafters. Ric Flair ended up a babyface. Sting beat them all up, stood tall to end the show. Who's going to win? We'll discuss it after the break, Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. In my mind, what I envision is Sting losing to the Young Bucks, but then an incredible post-match ceremony. Luger out there. Ric Flair, obviously. Huge celebration, hugging the Young Bucks. Trying to find a way to send those fans home happy despite him losing. But I think he should win. That's my call. But I ain't making those calls. So we'll see what happens. Who do you think is winning, Mike?
I want it to be Sting and Darby. In fact, I think it will be Sting and Darby. And I think we'll finally get a good use of those ratings when they decide to rate the top 8 teams for who is going to take these belts after Sting and Darby lay them on the mat after that big ceremony and Sting says his final goodbye. More than that, now I just want to know who's going to show up. Who are they going to get to come in and be there to celebrate Sting and this final match in North Carolina? Because it is going to be something else, and it is going to be very emotional. And one thing that they have going for them, even though the build to this pay-per-view, as many can be complained about with AEW, is not there. You have a one match that there's a lot of people that want to see, and there's going to be a lot of people that pay for it to see Sting for the final time. It's amazing. It's amazing. After all these years, he's been there almost my whole wrestling life. Saw him start off in Mid-South, and now we get to see his last match. Amazing career.
We're out of time, everybody. I'll be back tonight with Vinny. We'll have an hour and a half to talk AEW and, yes, NXT. Vinny and I will review NXT tonight, as well as AEW Dynamite. Got a lot to get into, and that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.